The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Tonight, Hashem has Bezrachim Chasodim Olam Haba. Shalom Zocha. So this is going to be our last year on the first condition that Hashem fills so perfectly. The fact that He's full of rachmim, ava, v'chasodim, anos. We mentioned about our physical selves. We mentioned about the Torah mitzvahs. Mentioned about how He protects us. Mentioned about His special bris with Klal Yisrael throughout history. And the fact that we ourselves are Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a special maila. Today, we'll finish with last nekuda of the biggest chesed of all, that Hashem gives us all a chelik in Olam Haba. Klal Yisrael, yesh lehem chelik v'olam haba. It's such an unbelievable chesed because we are physical beings. And the nature of anything physical is that it's limited. It has its life. Even a piece of metal has a half-life, however long it is. We are eternal. Klal Yisrael is eternal. Because we have the neshama that, if the neshama get olam haba, eternal good. Everything we do it right, eternal good. A person, for example, he has, $1,000 in his bank account. And he keeps it for himself. At the end of 120 years or whatever the age is when he passes on, that's the end of it. He lost it. But if he used it for tzedakah or for chesed, then that $1,000 has been transformed from $1,000 which he has just for a few years to be eternal tzvus for him. And it's not only with the money, it's everything we have. All the koichos and nefesh that we have, every word we say could be a word that just goes by and has no meaning, or could be detrimental, or could we use it properly, it becomes a source of eternal good. And this is a beautiful thing about our life, where it's non-stop opportunity for this. And the Chas V'Shalom, we do Aveira, it gave us opportunity also to be Chayk to the Tshuva. So there's never reason to fall into despair, because no matter how deep we are into Aveira, we can get out of it. It's all there. That's the way the Gemara says, Olam Haza was created with the letter Hey. You fall down the bottom of the Hey to climb up through the hole on the top. The Gemara says, why through the hole on the top? Because once you fail, it's harder. But it's not impossible. It's always possible. We've seen people reach the lowest madrigas and it came back to be Tzadik and Gemur. So this is something to think about. The tremendous Chasodim. There's a pasuk that says, L'cho Hashem Chosid. One of Hashem's chesed is that He pays us back for what we did.
Kol HaLashon.
We'll see later. The Chodesh Avos himself asks, what do you mean? If he did the right act, so he deserves to be paid back. So why is that a chesed of Hashem? You have a lot of people that do one mitzvah, they think Hashem owes them everything. He says, it's not true. For all the mitzvahs we do, we don't deserve any schar because Hashem gave us such amazing tools to be able to do the mitzvah. That in itself is something that we are in debt to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That we should also get schar because I use a gift that you gave me properly. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush that Hashem gave us. So this is something to think about. It's amazing schus that we have to be the Am HaMnifcha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the special thing we're stressing now is to think in every situation in life, a situation that can convert to Olam Haba. Be'etzem, the Olam Haba is Dveikus B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Svarim say. The Rambam says, the more we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the greater the Olam Haba will be. Now they say, a person his whole life is just involved in sports and music and everything else. So what's going to happen is, in Olam Haba, they're going to put him in a special room. He's going to have all the sports and music that he had till now. But it's going to be the biggest Gehenna for him, because he's going to see that everybody else who did things right is Nen and Yizim HaShechina. They appreciate the tremendous pleasure of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the source of all goodness. And this person, he spent his whole life just being involved in his physical pleasures. he remains with that, and that's the biggest Gehenna one can have. So dafka by working out bitochen, the bitochen is synonymous with saying, I'm living as one who is connected to Hashem. I'm Hashem's hand, and I always feel that. So by doing that, and increasing that feeling of bitochen within us, that I'm always in Hashem's hand, I'm always connected to Hashem, that is some ways the highest level, and one of the highest ways, the most direct ways of having this keshu with Kodesh Boku, which is basically setting ourselves up for that situation that we're going to have in Olam Haba. The more we have a sheikh, the dvekas to Hashem in this world, the greater and the more pure and the more beautiful Olam Haba will be in the world to come. So we should take advantage of this special tekufa. That's why I'm saying time and again, Hashem gave us this special thing, this virus that is still affecting the whole world. We may be getting used to it, but it's still here. But it was given for only one reason, for this. For us to make that change, to be able to really feel how fortunate I am to be in the Yodayim Rachmanias of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in every situation. I don't need to put my bitochen in the medical system, political system, financial system. Mispal, everything should be good, but that's when I wear up my tochen. I'm not in their hands, I'm in Hashem's hands. If I'm in Hashem's hands, then I feel good. And has Siyat Hashem, in this world, it's Hashem, tremendous. The Vekas of Hashem and a wonderful Olam Haba, the Netzach Netzachim. Shalom Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.